contract, guys and gals. What holiday are we going to celebrate on Thursday? Thanksgiving, right. Now, what's the thing you like most about Thanksgiving? And if somebody says we get a couple of days off from school, well, I guess that counts. What do you like most about Thanksgiving? Isn't it the big dinner? Where food, right. Where are you going to Thanksgiving? You're going to your grandmother's house. What do you like most about, what's your favorite food on the at Thanksgiving dinner? That's okay. Turkey, what's your favorite food? Did I hear somebody say mashed potatoes? Yeah. I like mashed potatoes, too. But we're going to our daughter's house down on Mundy's Landing Road, and I think she's having sweet potatoes. I'm not real fond of them, but she's How about, does anybody, what are you going to have for dessert? Pumpkin pie?
No, I'm going to try pumpkin pie.
Or apple pie? A lot of people have apple pie. Now, you're going to have a cookie. Who, in your homes where you're having Thanksgiving, who's baking the pie? Who's that? Is that your grandma? Your mom's baking the pie. Okay. Now, supposing I told you that it isn't just your mom or your grandma or our daughter that's making or baking the pie, but to bake the pie for dessert, final thing on Thanksgiving dinner, it took probably 1,000 people. What would you say? Reverend Jim, you're crazy? Well, think about it. Where did the apples or the pumpkin come from? A farmer, well, that's right, yeah, we'll get to him in a moment. But a farmer had to grow them, right? The apples and the pumpkins. And then think about what goes around the pie, the crust. And what's the crust made out of? Flour, right. So the farmer had to grow the wheat for the flour. And then he had to take it to a mill where they grow, a miller and his helpers would grind it into flour. And then they'd put it in bags and it'd have to go to the grocery store. So grandma or your mom or my daughter could buy it and make the crust. How did it get to the grocery store? Well, maybe on a train and then a truck. So you think about the engineer that makes the train go and the truck driver, and then there are workers at the grocery store that would have to unload it and put it on the shelves. And so when you think about how many people are involved in doing all of the things that put Thanksgiving dinner on our table, probably did take 1,000. And beyond all those people, who is it that provides? God, right, yeah. So we really are dependent on one another and ultimately for all that we have on God. So let's pray together. And I'm going to use a poem that I found many years ago that I like as our prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, back of the loaf was the snowy flour, and back of the flour the mill, and back of the mill was the wheat and the shower, and the sun in your will. Hear our prayers and be with us as we celebrate Thanksgiving this week, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.